All right. Okay. Welcome, everyone. So we'll start off today with our AGM, so which is starting at 3 o'clock, and we're starting pretty much on time. So moving through the agenda as it is, obviously the meeting conduct is still on the COVID-19 Disease Emergency Act 2020. Obviously the standards, general standards of conduct and behaviour is listed. Security procedures, obviously it is the same, it hasn't changed. Evacuation details and information located on the wall near the entries of the chambers, in the unlikelihood of an emergency evacuation, an alarm will sound and evacuation wardens will assist with the evacuation. When directed, everyone will be required to exit in an orderly fashion via the reception area and go directly to the evacuation point, which is in the car park at the side of the town hall. So, in accordance with the Local Government Act, the AGM is there as listed. We've notified it. We are underway. I'm looking for any apologies. No apologies. Well, they're next, sorry. Public question time. We're into? Do I need to?
No representations.
Or submissions, thank you. Why have we got public question times in the AGM? Is that normal? It is. I'm going to ask if there's any public questions then. Anybody? Well, Neville. Not name Neville, but any questions from the gallery? Thank you. Thank you. Don't take too long. Thank you for that from the gallery. Both, probably. So moving on to the confirmation of the minutes, would somebody like to move, somebody like to second the minutes of the AGM held on Tuesday, the 19th of January, be received and confirmed? Councillor King, seconder. Councillor Cameron, thank you. As the mover, Councillor King, any comments? No, Councillor Cameron? No. Any discussions, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. Thank you. Against? Thank you. Obviously councillors White and Frederick were not in here at that time. All other councils voted for. Thank you. So we move on to the presentation of the annual report. The General Manager will make a presentation on this. Before he does, I would just like to make a few comments. As Mayor, very interesting that last night I had the pleasure of attending the La Trobe Annual General Meeting, of which was held in the La Trobe Hall with a public contingent of over 100. So, Neville, you're one of 99 that could have turned up today, but that's all right. Obviously, there was an issue at the AGM for La Trobe Council, but it was very heartening to see that a lot of their residents actually stood up and defended the council and talked about how great their municipality is. And I nearly stood up and said, you live in one of the greater municipalities, but not the best municipality. But I thought that was in the wrong place. I can read the room. So I'd just like to say it is always an honour for an elected member to represent the council, even through some hard times and some issues that we delve with that the public don't like or people don't understand. It is a hard one when you act as a planning authority because it is government requirements, state government requirements that we have to enact, which is not always the popular way to do things. I've got to commend the staff, indoor, outdoor staff, the general manager, directors and fellow councillors for the year that it has been. It has been a trying year from the start through to the finish, for COVID and other issues, but we're still here, we're still sitting around the table, and we are here for the purpose of our communities. We're not here for the money, we're not here for the glory. We're here to do the best for our communities, and we as councillors need to show that leadership through to the general public and obviously through to our staff who sit around in the back offices. And they may wonder sometimes what we're up to up this end of the room, but anyway, we do what we think is best. And I thank you all for your participation in the Meander Valley Council over the last 12 months and look forward for the next 7 or 8 months or however long it may be to the next lot of elections come through. So, and I thank the General Manager and I thank the Directors for your time and effort. So I appreciate that. And over to you, General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No PowerPoint presentation this year, so I thought I'd just give you a few words. Good afternoon, everyone. In accordance with Section 72B of the Local Government Act, I present the annual report for 2021. I confirm there were no community submissions made in respect of the report, and this is my second opportunity as General Manager to present to an annual general meeting. The past year has been challenging. We continue to navigate a global pandemic and deal with significant headwinds impacting supply chains and increasing our costs, creating labour market skill shortages that had a direct impact on our business, and driving an increased demand for services, particularly in the areas of planning and building approvals amid a buoyant property market. Working under COVID has been tough and imposed a significant extra demand on our business and our people. We've had to accommodate additional overheads defined by changing rules, hygiene practices, staff working from home and more. I want to particularly recognise the efforts of all staff that helped keep our workplace safe and resilient in these trying times. Despite these issues, we have achieved much. Some headlines include 70% of activities set out in the annual plan for 2021 being achieved. A further 7% are in progress and 19% mostly relating to community events and some works initiatives and policy reform were deferred, primarily due to COVID or staffing related issues. 85% of infrastructure actions were achieved with the balance in progress by the year's end. 359 applications for planning permits were processed on time, representing a 30% increase in the year in the long-term average for annual applications, a 45% increase from 2019-20 year in building applications was also managed. 105 environmental complaints were investigated, 175 inspections under the Food Act were completed. Our Works Department maintained the high standards of amenity that typifies our municipality. Of course, there is much more, but suffice to say, it has been a busy and productive year, despite the headwinds that I referred to. Financially, Council's underlying loss of 2021 was $533,000. Above average expenses provided during the year to support community activities affected by the COVID pandemic, combined with historically low investment returns and reduced dividends, contributed to that result. That said, this result was anticipated when the COVID relief measures were approved, and we are on track to recover to a surplus position in future years, possibly as early as 2023, much ahead of our original target date. Auditing of our accounts and performance demonstrated a compliance with standards and legislative responsibilities. All things considered, it is an excellent result in difficult times and reflects a well-run business and prudent approach to financial management. Underpinning this result is a strong team effort from all, but particularly the essential effort of our corporate services, governance and administrative teams. One of the things that sets Council apart is our genuine commitment to the community we serve. It's a philosophy that I know we're all very proud of, and one of the attributes that makes Council a respected and valued organisation. Our results have been achieved because of the hard work of dedicated and committed people. I'm proud of our staff and impressed by their achievement. That said, I recognise such effort is difficult to sustain, particularly when the demand for our services is increasing exponentially. The need to review our structure and progress other reforms has been a clear direction from councillors in the year. This year we took the first steps in addressing overdue reforms needed to ensure Council has the capabilities to better meet customer expectations and to conduct our business in a contemporary and more efficient way. Infrastructure planning, regulatory services and governance were in the focus of this first tranche of review. These changes, largely structural in nature, are only the start of what we need to do to become a better Council. Beyond structure, we are focused on simplifying our business and matching our workforce with the challenges of today. Our aim is to enhance the experience of our customers, better enable our people, and be competitive in a difficult labour market, and to build our ICT and digital capabilities. While change represents great opportunities, pacing reforms means we are managing in a responsible way. We recognise the need to continue to deliver services and work within our financial and workforce circumstance. While change has not been easy, we're making meaningful progress step by step and day by day. Short-term disruption will pay long-term dividends. If we are to be successful in these reforms, we really do need to live our motto of working together and to recognise where our time and energy is best spent. And importantly, be patient and supportive of each other. In closing, I would like to thank the Mayor and the councillors who have provided support, and place on record my thanks for the executive team, managers and staff for their outstanding efforts during the year. We have some of the best people in local government, and their efforts will continue to place council in a strong position to capture the opportunities ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, General Manager. Public submissions received, there were nil.
Nil.
Nil. So now I move on to questions or motions from the floor. Open that up for questions or motions. And I'd say silence is gold in silence.